This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Japan has its seventh prime minister in 6 years. The country's Liberal Democratic Party won a landslide victory in elections over the weekend, which means Shinzo Abe will return to power and perhaps turn the economy of Japan around. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is with us from Tokyo with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so the Japanese people have put Shinzo Abe back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could interpret it that way. I mean, I think this result, which is an overwhelming victory for the old Liberal Democratic Party of Japan and Mr. Abe, is actually more to do with the Japanese public being sick and tired of the Democratic Party of Japan, which won by an overwhelming majority just 3 years ago. It's been a very bad 3 years for Japan in lots of ways, economically, natural disaster, nuclear power plant blowing up. The Democratic Party didn't deal with any of those issues very well, and so they kicked them out in an absolutely emphatic fashion yesterday and handed victory to the LDP. But I don't think Japanese people are all that in love with the LDP either.
Well, so what is the new government going to be able to do that nobody else has been able to do to revive Japan's economy?
Well, Mr. Abe ran on a platform of reinvigorating Japan's economy by spending and by printing money, so-called monetary easing or quantitative easing. He wants the Bank of Japan to now print lots and lots of money. Essentially, he says unlimited amount until inflation gets back into the Japanese economy, that yen is weakened so that Japanese exporters can export at a profitable rate. That's what his plan is. Hmm. Whether he's going to be able to actually do it is quite another question, because the Bank of Japan is independent and its governor has said he is not going to do that.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. Thanks so much.
Thank you.